Well, well, hello again, my production assistant friends. So welcome back to Good News. How many of you are excited to be back at Good News News Broadcast? How many of you are excited? Come on. So I'd love to chat with you all, but I have just two things to tell you, okay? The first thing is, welcome, my friends.
What's the second thing?
The second thing is, prepare for the broadcast. You can cut the music.
Right. So what do I do?
Get ready. No, the prep for broadcast is for them, all of our production assistants. So it's our opening game to make sure they're ready.
Oh, you're talking about the prep for broadcast, the opening game.
Yeah, yeah. I just said that.
Well, why didn't you say so?
I did.
Oh, well, you don't have to tell me twice. All right.
I did. Okay, well, I said we need a prep for broadcast. Okay, here we go. Okay. All right, everyone, let's play our prep for broadcast game. I need one boy and one girl. Coach Benaya, can you pick one boy? And Coach Jan, would you pick one girl for us, please? Is it you? Come on up. You can stand right here.
Mr. Cronny. Mr. Cronny. Mr. Cronny.
Cool. Right over there. Why don't you stand next to Coach Tim over there?
Right over here. You see this square, you get this square. This whole square is all yours. You can name it whatever
you want.
Okay,
everybody. This game is called Sound Check. So what's going to happen is we need Mr. Cronny. And over here, what's your name? Isabella. We're going to need their help because we're going to play a sound. And we need them to guess what that sound is. They're going to have 10 seconds to guess what it is. And they can use your help. So if you know the answer, you
can scream it out
so they can guess what it is, okay?
If it sounds like a rhinoceros with day-old gas, just scream out, rhinoceros!
Yep. Or if it sounds like a fart, just say, it's a fart! Okay? All right. All right, I think we're ready to go. You ready, Cranny? Boys, are you ready?
You ready, Isabella?
Girls, are you ready?
Okay. Okay, listen carefully.
Let's listen for the first sound.
Shh.
What's that sound?
A lion.
He says a lion. You think it's a lion? We'll see.
He says lion.
It's a tiger.
Tiger.
Okay, good try. All right, let's listen for this one.
Tiger. Tiger.
No, you get this one. What's that sound?
Yeah, tiger.
You think it's a tiger?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that was a new sound.
It's a different sound. Try again.
It is a lion. Sorry.
Lion.
All right, next sound. Shh, next sound. What is it?
Sheep. I think it's a sheep.
Are you sure?
A goat, a goat.
He says a goat. It's
goat.
A goat! Boom. 1 point. All right, listen. Listen. Shh.
Sheep.
Sheep, are you sure?
Yeah, sheep.
You sure?
Mm-hmm. Sheep.
Okay, let's see what it is.
Survey says sheep.
1-1. Here we go on this side. Listen.
That sounds
train.
Like my little
a
sister
train.
Had to fart.
Yeah, it's a fart. I think it's a fart.
It's a train.
You think it's a... I think it's a fart. It's a train. Okay, you were right. Yeah, you were right. So 2-1. All right, here we go. Isabella.
Shh. Horn.
Was
a horn.
It? A car?
A horn.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think that could be another fart.
It did sound kind of like a fart.
Car.
It's a car. Okay.
Yeah, yeah. It was a car fart.
2-2, right? 2-2?
No.
All right, here we go.
Elephant.
You sure? Could have been a mouse.
It's an elephant.
You sure? Okay. Elephant. He says elephant. It's an elephant. 3-2. All right, here we go. What do you think it is? Oh, that's hard. What do you think it is? One second.
Duck.
Duck. A duck. It's a hyena. All right, 3-2. Still.
That was a hard one.
Yeah. All right, listen, listen. Shh.
A whistle.
A whistle? You sure? Sounded like a duck. Whistle, 4-2. All right, here we go. Let's catch back up. You can do it, you can do it. Here we go.
A splash.
A splash?
Mm-hmm.
Think so?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It is. Applause. It's clapping. Right. Can we give them a hand today? Boys win with 4. The girls have 2. Good job. You can grab something from the trash can. That was pretty
now,
good.
Now, that is what I call good prepping for broadcasts. Good I job, know. Everybody.
I know. Yes. But you know what, guys? That was just practice. That was just the sound check. And we need to get to the real thing if the news reported so we can learn something, okay?
Yes. All right,
so let's play the intro segment, everybody, and let's go to commercial after
okay.
that.
Okay, right. Okay, it's quiet on set. Intro segment going live. 3, 2, 1.
With your anchors, Tim Hunter and Trudy Grapevine. And Rick Rexworth on sports. Will Wilwright, traffic. Dr. Oppenheimerstein on science. Cooking in the kitchen with Dinah. Your Action News reporter, J.J. Barnstormer. And Fernando the Weather Puppet on weather. It's the best morning news show on this channel, at this time, in the Tri-Cities area. Today's show is brought to you by Knowledge, reminding you that it's okay to have doubts, but we should always seek answers when we have doubts.
Stand by, and we're good. Okay, commercial is playing, and we have just a few minutes.
Yeah, so far so good. And while the viewers are at home watching the commercials, we can talk about that message from our sponsor. And our message today is, I will seek answers when I have doubts. It's very important to remember. Let's make,
yes,
that, our main, let's
yes.
make that our main point.
And I think that that would be really good with some motions, okay?
Think so.
And we can be as loud as we want.
Loud again?
Loud as we want, because you know what? We're off the air for a few minutes. So let's really shake the room so we can really get that,
okay.
So we can really hammer this home.
But the boys did a lot better last time than the girls.
No.
Yeah.
No. I have so much faith in these girls.
We're gonna beat them
again.
They're
gonna be so loud they're gonna blow your eardrums out.
Fine, I'll do it. Okay. All right, boys, let's get it.
Everybody stand up. Shake your arms out. Shake your legs out. Shake your ears out.
Crazy, let's get ready.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Last week they started first. We get to start first today.
That's not fair.
They're girls. Girls go first.
Fine.
Okay. So ready?
Okay.
Ready? Take your thumbs. And point them at yourself and yell, I.
That's lame. Okay. All right, let's do ours then. Ready? Will.
They're just laying on the floor.
Beat that.
Boys know how to lay on the floor. That's not a, no.
Beat that.
Yeah. Okay. Put your hand on your head like this. Seek.
Ready? Answers. See? I knew they could do it.
Point at your watch. When?
All right. Make a circle like the letter I. Make a dot on top of your head. I.
It's the best one, okay? Remember SpongeBob when he karate chops everything in half? Okay, best karate chop. Half!
Okay. All right, you ready, boys?
Coach Jan didn't jump.
Let's show them how to do it. Ready? We're gonna make an X. Ready? Don't. Let's get it. All right.
Should we go through that one more time? All okay. No prepping this time. I'm just going to do it.
I'm
You're
going to
follow. Okay, ready? I
will
seek.
I can't get up. I need help.
Oh, he's down.
Answers.
When
I
have
goats. Come on. Good job, everybody.
All right. All right.
You guys can take your earplugs out now. It's cool.
Wow, when I said you could be as loud as you want, I didn't think you were going to be that loud. I can't even hear anymore.
Well, while wait for your ears to recover, I'd like to talk to you about our main point for a bit before we're on again. So I want you to listen to this. Raise your hand if someone has ever told you something and you weren't sure if it was true. That's a lot of you. Holy cow. Okay. Well, yeah, it looks like we've all been there. Okay, so maybe your friend told you a story, and it kind of sounded true, but it's also kind of sounded like it might not be true. That's called doubting. Can you say doubting? If you have doubts about something, then you're not sure if it's true or not.
And we all have doubts at some point, even when it comes to things in the Bible.
Yeah, that's true. But here's the really important thing to remember about doubts. It is okay, listening, it is okay to have doubts.
Really?
Yeah, it's okay to have doubts. But it is not okay to stay doubtful.
So what do we do when we have doubts?
Well, we need to do what our main point says. We need to seek answers. Can you guys say seek answers?
Seek answers.
And you can seek answers in a lot of ways. Here's an example. At church, we talk about how God is powerful. And we've even said that God is more powerful than anything.
And that's true.
Yeah, right. But imagine you hear that God is more powerful than anything, and then you start to think about it. You start to wonder, is God really powerful? Is he? I'm not sure that's true. That's the beginning of a doubt. Very good. And that's when you need to seek answers. So the first thing, can you hold up one? The first thing you need to do is pray and ask God for answers. And ask that he will reveal the answers to you. God loves you, and he'll help you with your doubts. But don't stop at prayer. Keep searching. You also need to look for answers in your Bible. If some people are talking, coaches, you can take their tickets.
Speaking of, I found one. Here in 2 Chronicles chapter 20, verse 6, it says, "You alone are the God who is in heaven. You are ruler over all kingdoms and the earth. You are powerful and mighty, and no one can stand against you."
Wow, that's a good one. And that's the kind of verse you could read if you were having doubts about God's power, right? Another way you can seek answers is to talk with wise people. You can ask your parents if you have questions, talk to your pastor or your teachers at church. And if someone you talk to doesn't know the answers, that's okay. Don't give up. Keep searching for the right answer, everybody. And talk to people until you find the right answer. So, you know what? God will help you find the right verses in the Bible because he doesn't want you to have doubts. He wants you to find the answers. So, don't stay that way.
Yeah. So, I'll seek answers when I have doubts.
What will you do?
I will seek answers when I have doubts.
Say it again.
I will seek answers when I have doubts.
There you go. Okay. Good. Now, you guys say it. Glad to hear. You guys are getting tired. Good. All right, let's get ready, people. We're coming back from commercial. Here we go. Count it down. Ready? 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Good morning. I'm Tim Hunter, lead anchor.
And I'm Trudy Grapevine. Today is a special broadcast because today we're getting the news from you.
That's right. If you think you have a news story worth reporting, we're putting the number on your screen now. Feel free to call in.
Oh, that sounds like our first call.
Boy, that was quick.
Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm a
Oh, thank you. Well, do you have any news to report?
Yes. There's a carnival happening down the street for me.
Really? Are there rides?
Yes, I rode all the rides. They were awesome.
Oh, well, are there games as well?
Yes, I played all the games and they were a blast.
Well, it sounds interesting.
But since we can't see it, there's no way to know if it's actually true.
And if we can't know if it's true, then we can't report it.
That's
sorry.
Right.
Wait,
sorry.
You can come to the carnival and see it for yourself. Here, I'll give you the address. It's 24.
No, don't bother. I really doubt there's even a carnival.
Let's hear from another caller. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, are you guys still looking for news to report?
Yes, we are. What do you have for us?
There's a big sale on canoes at the camping store. I just bought a canoe and brought it home.
Wait. You expect us to believe that, one, there's a sale, and two, that there's a canoe at your house?
Yeah, the canoe is now in my garage.
Well, maybe, but since we can't see it, we don't have any proof, and we don't believe it.
What?
Yeah, and if we don't believe it, we can't report it. Sorry.
But I'm telling the truth. I can send you a picture of the canoe I just bought, and you can call the camping store and ask about the sale. Their number is 81.
Well, that was a complete waste of time.
Yeah, sorry about that.
Let's never do that again.
Agreed. What are they doing?
Well, whose idea was that?
They're not even trying to find out if the callers are telling the truth.
I don't know, but we need to change gears and quick.
Tim, move on to the science segment, please.
Oh, I said that.
Oh, now. Whenever we have questions relating to the world of science, there's only one person qualified enough to answer those questions. It's Dr. Oppenheimerstein. Let's see what he's up to. So, what do we have here, Doctor?
Oh, hello, Tim. This is a...
I see, but what does it do?
Well, I'm glad you asked. This device uses fire to show us sound waves. I play music through that speaker there, and the flames will get higher and lower, depending on the notes that are played.
I'm sorry, that sounds too far-fetched.
No, it works, really. You wait here, and I'll start the music and show you.
Well, I'm sorry, it doesn't seem to be working right now, and since I've never seen it work, I can't possibly trust it to work in the future. I don't believe you. Goodbye.
Now, this device was invented in 1904 by Heinrich Schroben. Damn, why did you leave? Look, I told you it would work. Look, it's working.
It's a bad day for news, Trudy.
I know. It's...
sound waves and fire? Ridiculous.
why are they still doubting him?
What was that?
They just ruimed the science segment.
I don't even think
why didn't Tim even watch? He didn't even watch his presentation.
I'm not even trying to find the answers.
Oh, hold on. We're
going to
take a brief commercial break. But when we get back, we are going to see the incredible balancing skills of Bonnie, the balancing baronet.
What are you going to do?
How about that?
Or will we? I doubt it.
Oh, and we're out. But we'll be back on the air in just a few. What are we going to do?
I don't know. Well, the problem is Tim and Trudy can't get past their doubts. They're not willing to even ask questions to find out if it's actually true. So right now, they're not even reporting on anything.
I know. It's like they plan to stay doubtful forever. But people are going to keep watching this. Trudy and Tim are going to just keep doubting.
Yeah. Oh, everybody, I have an idea. I think we can get this back on track. Okay, here we go. All right, so I will put together a brand new news report with a Bible lesson that can help them get back on track. So I'll update the schedule. We'll have Tim and Trudy cut back to the special report when we get back from commercial, and we are ready.
Okay. Just back on the air in 5, 4, 3,
we're going to get back on track. Here we go.
Hello again. We're actually not going to have time for the Bonnie the Balancing Baroness segment today. Sorry, Bonnie.
Instead, we'd like to show you a special report from the Bible. Enjoy.
Doubt. Doubt is something that everyone on the earth experiences. Doubt comes when we don't understand something, or when we don't have enough information. But doubt really comes when we don't know for sure if something is true or not. When you have doubt, you may ask questions like, "That sounds interesting, but is it true?" Or, "I don't know if that really happened. Can you prove it?" Or even, "I don't know what to believe. Can you help me?" It's okay to have doubt, but only if it leads to questions that seek the truth. Today's segment is about a very serious issue, a problem we all deal with at some point or another, doubt. In fact, even Jesus' disciples dealt with doubt, which leads me to my lesson for the day. The story can be found in the book of John, chapter 20, starting in verse 19, and it begins during a very difficult time for the disciples. Their Lord and Master, Jesus, had been arrested and tried as a criminal, put on a cross to die, and then buried in a tomb. Now, 3 days later, some women had come from the tomb saying it was empty and that Jesus was alive. In fact, Mary Magdalene claimed that she had actually seen Jesus. At this point, the disciples were very confused and did not know what to believe. They saw Jesus die with their own eyes, yet the women claimed he was alive. The disciples had to have their doubts about what the women said. Could they believe it? Was it true? Well, in the evening, the disciples all gathered together in a room. Once they were in the room, they locked all the doors because they were afraid that soldiers might come and kill them like they killed Jesus. While they were in the room, something incredible happened. Jesus suddenly appeared in the room. The disciples were amazed as Jesus spoke to them and showed them the wounds in his hands and in his side and proved to them that he was really Jesus. They weren't just imagining things. Jesus really was there, and Jesus really was alive. All of the disciples were very, very excited. Well, not all of the disciples. You see, one of the disciples, his name was Thomas. He wasn't there when Jesus appeared. Everyone saw Jesus but him. Later, when the disciples saw Thomas, they told him about seeing Jesus. But instead of getting excited or sad about missing the chance to see Jesus, Thomas did something else. He doubted. He didn't believe what his friends were telling him. Here's what was said.
We have seen the Lord!
I won't believe it unless I see the nail wounds in his hands, put my fingers into them, and place my hand into the wound in his side.
We don't know why Thomas chose not to believe. But 8 days later, Thomas got what he asked for. Once again, the disciples were together inside a locked room, and this time, Thomas was with them. Just like before, Jesus suddenly appeared and greeted them with these words.
Peace be with you. Put your finger here, and look at my hands. Put your hand into the wound in my side. Don't be faithless any longer. Believe.
My Lord and my God!
Thomas finally believed what the disciples had said. Jesus was alive. Jesus then said to him,
You believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me.
It's okay to have doubts. Your parents, pastors, and teachers shouldn't be angry if you have questions. Also, Jesus won't be angry if you have doubts. Look at Thomas. Jesus didn't get mad at him for having doubts. In fact, he appeared to Thomas to help him overcome those doubts. Jesus loved Thomas, and he loves you and me. He wants us to feel great about believing in him, and he wants to help us when we have doubts. You know, we don't get to see Jesus in the same way that Thomas and the other disciples did. And from time to time, we will have questions and we will have doubts. It's during these moments that we should pray to God about them. We should also talk to our parents or our pastor and spend time reading our Bible. These are all ways to seek out the answers we need to overcome our doubts. Well, that's all for this segment. Remember, it's okay to have doubts.
Well, I see that everyone has doubts, but when we have doubts,
we should seek out the answers instead of just staying doubtful.
That's right.
Wow, we apologize to our earlier callers that we hung up on. After today's show, we'll check on that carnival.
And we'll check on that sale at the camping store. And I'll also see if Dr. Oppenheimerstein is willing to show me that Rubens tube thing.
Oh, yeah.
And in the future, we'll try to do a better job of handling our doubts.
And now, let's check in with Fernando, the weather puppet. Fernando, what's the forecast for today?
It was supposed to be nice today, but now it's very, very cold.
Thanks, Fernando.
And thank you for watching. Please stay tuned after the credits for some late-breaking news.
Wow. All right, we did it. We did it. Good job, everybody. We got the show back on. I think now Tim and Trudy will know what to do. They'll do the right thing now. I think that's what we needed. Yeah.
Well, we're almost done. But it's not officially done until we check the news for that late-breaking story Tim was talking about.
We have a late-breaking story.
It's a very late-breaking story.
What's this? Respected reporter and news anchor Tim Hunter's on the scene with some late-breaking news. We need a news van, quick. It's time for Tim Hunter's news van race to report the news. Cheer for the news van that you think will get to me first. Green or yellow? Ready? Set,
green.
Go! They're both going down the center. They're trying to get the roundabout first, but both of them are at the roundabout. Oh, no, they can barely keep on the street. They're driving through the city park. They're off the map, folks. This is crazy. It's pandemonium, and they're all the way back in the beginning. They come back around. It looks like there's a weather report in the area of some baseball-sized hail. Oh! Oh, my goodness. It looks like Green's going to take it.
It's going to be green.
Yellow can fly. It jumps to the lead. Is it going to be green? Is it going to be yellow? Is it going to be green? It's yellow. Yellow wins. And now I can finally report the news. This just in, I'm wonderful. In fact, I'm so wonderful, I'd do a dance if I could move my elbows and knees. Thanks for watching Tim Hunter's News Van Race of Newsiness. Goodbye.
Once again, our news van drivers do whatever it takes to get the news reported.
Wait.
That's a great ending to a hard day of broadcasting.
So you seriously can't tell that those vans are fake? Oh, whatever. Okay, anyways. Okay. Well, it's been a difficult broadcast, everybody, but I think we got it back on track. What do you think? You think so? I think so. Well, you, me, and all of our awesome production assistants, I think, did a great job. And we wouldn't give up. We kept Tim and Trudy from staying doubtful. We also learned what happened to Jesus and disciples after he was resurrected. And we learned that it is okay to have doubts. But when we have doubts,
we should seek answers.
Yes, right. We seek answers by praying, by reading our Bible, and by asking wise people for help. And because God loves us, he will point us to the right Bible verses and help us to find answers. Just like Jesus told Thomas to choose to believe, even though they couldn't see it, and they'll be blessed. So, well, our Bible verse for today, everybody, is John 20:29. It says, then Jesus told him, you believe because you have seen me. Blessed are those who believe without seeing me.
Whew, we did it, which is great because I am exhausted.
Wait. We're not done, everybody.
What? Breaking news? Is it tornado? Fire?
No. Remember, we have to remember what we learned today.
Yes.
Yeah. So we're going to say our main point
one more time.
Oh. Okay.
Main point again.
One more time, everybody. Let's stand up and do our main point. Are you sure? I'm just kind of tired. I don't.
Come on. Fine. Shake it up. Let's do it. We can do it.
Well,
they're tired,
girls,
so we're going to totally blow them out of the water.
The girls beat us.
Ready?
All right. I'm ready. All right, let's do it. Will.
Seek.
Here we go. Answers.
When.
Let's whisper this one. Ready? Doubts. Good job, everybody. You can
good
find
job,
your
good
sheet.
Job.
Awesome, awesome. So, Thanks so much. We learned a lot today. We're going to pray. I want you guys to close your eyes and pray with me today. I know that a lot of you probably are thinking, man, do I have any doubts? Is there something in my life that maybe there's something in the Bible I don't understand? Or maybe there's something that you've heard from somebody you don't understand? Or maybe there's something you believe about God that someone told you and you don't quite understand? I want you to close your eyes so we can pray with you today. Coaches, could you come up front? With everyone's eyes closed, if you have some doubts and you really need to seek some wise people and you need to look in the Bible and pray, we want to pray with you, maybe give you some biblical advice, stuff from the Bible. If you have some doubts, with everyone's eyes closed, can you raise your hand? We want to pray with you today. You have some doubts. There's something someone told you. Maybe there's something someone told you that church is supposed to be a good place, but you don't feel like it's a good place. And maybe you were told that your parents are supposed to be good to you, and they're nothing but bad sometimes. Or maybe you're told that God's supposed to be there for you, and you don't feel like he's there with you. You feel alone, and you have some doubts. Is there anybody like that? Can you raise your hand? Awesome. If you raise your hand, we want to pray with you. Can you come forward? We'll pray with you right now. We want to pray with you because we know that it's okay to have doubts, but we don't want to stay that way. So if you don't want to stay that way, come up and pray, and we're going to help you find answers today. We're going to help you find answers. If you're at your seat, just keep thinking about, man, do I have any doubts in my life? And let's worship together.
It's all about you, Jesus.
Hey, let's pray today. Can you close your eyes with me? You might have doubts, but just know that you need to seek answers from the Bible and seek God for the truth. So God, today we want to seek you. We want to ask you questions and listen for your voice. We want to read the Bible and know what it says, God. We know, God, that your truth is the best truth. And today, no matter what's going on at home or at school, God, we know that you will never fail us. We don't have to doubt who you are, God. Help us, God, to follow you for the rest of our lives, God. We love you so much. Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Everybody, can you give a clap for Jesus today? Awesome.